Die Buch Hashem continuing in Yudam Yud Beis Hamad Aleph in Gittin. So I'm a man of the same move, Papa. We're just talking about someone collected payah and he said it belongs to a particular ani. He can't do that. He has to give it to whichever ani comes first. Whereas another opinion says no. It belongs to that ani. So Mema, something like Papa said, Dumalai, you know, maybe it's not. Ad kan like come Eliezer, that much of Eliezer didn't say, but the Migoi, the boy mafke lehul nechse. The heavy ani bechazi lay. Oh, so maybe what the rich person could do is declare all of his possessions to be ownerless. And then he himself will be poor. He'll take the payah. Migoy de zachi leilu nafshe, and since he got it for himself, and it belongs to him, zachi lechavrei, then he can give it to his friend, and then he reacquires his original possessions of a hachalei. But here, where it becomes something that damages someone else now. I'd kindly come by Rabban and Hassan this far. The rabbis didn't say Eluliksiv, except it says Lislaki La'ani. That you should not collect it for a poor person, which means Lislaki La'ani, that he cannot collect it for himself, like make himself poor to collect it. L'Hachalai, but here no. Rabbi Eliezer. What about Rabbi Eliezer? Highless locking my avid lay. What does he do with this? You should not collect. What does he learn from it? He boilay nice. It's necessary to say hazilani al shalai. That you know there are poor people who own fields, and maybe that he cannot collect his own. Hey, shem yitzah shalai l'tum. Okay, the Mishnah said, what if he doesn't want to feed his servant? Shemat mina. You can learn from this. Yachalar atlay mila evid. A master can say to his Kenite slave, asay me, do this work, v'eini zancha. And despite that, I still won't feed you. Well, he has to go and collect food from, begging. Hachmaes, what are you talking about here? The Amalei, Tsei Mazi, the Echelim Zinasecha. He says that the work of your hand should be sold for your mezainis, for your food. The Kvasei, Kvasa, like we said, Lagabi Isha, like we said about a wife, the Amalei, Tsei Mazi, Adayich, Zinasayich. That what you could do is that you could say you could keep your own possessions and then I don't have to feed you. Isha Mailos, why is this? How can you say this? Isha B'Leisafka. Because there's no question that he is going to feed her. Evid Mami B'Leisafka. No, there's also no question here. It's the same thing. So Avdan Haim Kreise Leishabia. Well, what if his work is not enough to pay for the food, then it's not equal. Amari Lamara Se Lamai Misboy. So why do they need him for? There's no reason. Why would they have such a slave? Alright. Tashma, listen to this. Evan Shigalari Miklet. Let's say a slave accidentally killed someone, manslaughter. He goes to a city of refuge. Ein rab bei chayv lazonai. His master doesn't have to feed him. And not only that, elu shemasi yedav l'rabbi. Still, everything he does belongs to his master. Shmami, now we hear from this. Yach l'rab loim levet asei imi v'eni zoncha. That's where we can see that the master can tell his servant like this. Hachmai Eskin, what are you talking about here? Dama loid seima siyadech lemiz nesecha. The master says to his slave that your your work should go for your food. Yachiv, that's so my siyad of Amai. So what is it, Larabba? It goes to his master. What is, you know, his work? Ladafa. Oh, so that's if it's like extra, like change, left over. Ahadafa pshita. So that's obvious. Now the same as what he's saying. Kevin the chileis leyayiv, like, doesn't have it, he can't give him. But if he doesn't, maybe he might not want to. Kamesh Malon, no, it tells it has to. Why is it different? He runs away to a city of refuge. You might think, it says that he should run to the city to live. It means he should really live. Kamesh Malon, no, it just means he should survive. Not that he should live comfortably, necessarily. As far as it's late. And what about this? We learned in Avalisha. If a wife has to go to a mikla, then her husband does have to feed a mikla, because we learned the law of Allah, but it didn't say, you know, that this that the food goes for your work. The Yama Labala, so if you did, am I chayv? Why would you be chayv? Say, and the law of Allah didn't say, Rishonami, the law of Allah. So if he didn't tell her, same thing, he didn't tell him. So the truth is, Damalei, he did say that I don't have to feed him. A woman, there's no question about this. What else learned in the Mishnah? Amalei said to if he said to her that your food should go for your work, so he kept me, called her Isha, the way Amalei. We see that he didn't tell her this. Hachikam, and this is what the price means. It must pack us, and if you have a question, Amala, and say to her, Tzimai, Siyadayach, and Asayach, Hashayach. If you would say to her that the work of your hands will go instead of your food, then he could say it. Must pack us. So it's enough. Maila Memra. So what are we talking about? Maila the same. That's what it's called. Kol Kvodabas Melech Pnima. It says in Psalm 45, verse 14, all the glory of a princess is inside, meaning that Jews are royalty and they have to fear the chutzniyas. Kamash Malan, that shows us the answer. Lame of the Kisanai. So maybe you could say like this, that his food goes and serves his own work of his hands of food. A slave can tell his master when there's like a plague on the food, there's a famine, either feed me or set me free. But the sages say no, it's up to the master. My love for her, Kimifligi, so why don't we say this here? The Marsava Yachel, Marsavena Yachel. One holds he can, one holds he can't. Sispera, and if you hold like this, hi, I consider it's in the Chiris. This is said, either feed me or set me free. I consider it in the Marsavena Yachel, but see, boy, like, it should have said, either feed me or give me the work of my hands, it should belong to me. But furthermore, Maishna, that's what we should have said. And furthermore, Maishna was a difference from Shnei Betzeris. Why is a year when there's a plague on the food different from the other year? El Hachim Eskin, now this is what we're talking about. Amaloi, that he said, say, Maishi Dechon is in a Secha. Your work, your hands goes for your food. Instead of me feeding you, you could keep your own work. Shnei Betzeris lay sapik, but in a famine year, it's not enough. Holds it, continue to say in the is either pay me or free me. He sees that people will have mercy on me and feed me if I'm free. When born in summer, and the rabbis hold my someone's going to be merciful on a free man, will be merciful on a slave also. Tashma, listen to this. Rav said, if he sanctifies his slave's hand to go to the temple, then it's like he's borrowing the slave from the temple. Eichel, so he can eat Eichel. He could do work, and then whatever work he does goes to the temple. So now we know we hear from this Yachlo Rav Loim Levit Aseim Iven Chizanach. That's how we could say, do this work and I won't feed you, because it will go to the temple. How can I ask? What are we talking about? But Marlon is Mizainis, that the master's feeding. Yachachi, if that's so, Lamai Loim Levit, what does it mean that he's borrowing and eating? Lodge for this, it's a leftover. Okay, we'll continue later. Okay.